This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Not to continue FML, but I was thinking about this yesterday while I was listening to you and Garrett. There seemed to be, and it seemed to be the consensus of a lot of people, that you were wistfully looking at the NCAA tournament in so many ways. You were kind of thinking back to yesteryear and kind of not seeing as much of the tournament as you wanted to. Is that kind of where I'm at on that?
Certainly just it's definitely dwindled the last like 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
Maybe it coincides with Ohio State being irrelevant as basketball program too, but I've never known this few players when it comes to players. And I've wondered, like, when these coaches are done, because at least I knew the coaches. Like, Cal Perry and Patino, I was watching. Not because of the programs. Arkansas, St. John's, been a dead program for many years. No, I don't know the players either. It's the coaches.
I think it was more Patino with St. John's for me. But you're right, Patino with anybody.
Yeah, well,
when he was at Iona, yeah.
When these coaches are gone, when Izzo's gone, when Kelvin Sampson gone, like, you run the gamut of all these iconic coaches, whatever. We've already seen a slew of them gone. Boeheim, Roy Williams, Krzyzewski.
Yeah.
I wonder how much I'll even care about tournament then, especially when they expand, which, I mean, the power brokers make it seem like that is inevitable. Like, well, it is going to expand.
You're right. The coaches are the stars now. They always shared that spotlight as much, but now, like, the guys don't stay that long, or they are in different places for so many times over that they can't stay long enough in a place to become stars. Because I do think part of the brand, part of your branding is the brand that you work with. Playing it, I don't know how many guys would leave Duke. Maybe you can give me evidence to the contrary. But part of it is who you play for. Guys who were legendary, Kentucky Wildcats, Bruins, Hoosiers, et cetera, et cetera. The coaches in so many ways have become the stars. That's why, like, Dan Hurley's got to keep bitching. He's got to keep complaining. I don't think his media guy needs to be threatening people. But everything else, like, Dan Hurley's got to keep it up because he's the only guy, like, in his prime that people really care about. A couple of guys here and there, but you got to really like college basketball. And for the general public, I think he's broken through to the general public. Not many other people have. But I was thinking about this. You got to live your life a lot longer than the rest of us have. Like, the way you wanted it on your terms. And I think maybe you've struggled with it a little bit more of, I've been domesticated for a long time. Owen's been the same way. You lived your life the way you wanted it for what, 40 years? Just about for 39, 40 years? That's a good hell of a run, man. Can you pick like three things to make a big deal about? And then maybe you would get the leeway to enjoy those three things? Because there's a lot of things that seem to happen that I would have never thought about. Going out downtown, seeing downtown, whatever it might be, that you're like, man, I remember back in those days. Ain't never doing that again. It's like, well, you can't do all of it. Back then you could, now you can't. Are there like three things you could pick? Like if you got the tournament, if the tournament was your thing and you could enjoy the tournament and that's what it was, do you think it would be a little bit better for you? With the scheduling and everything, with the little ones and all that other good stuff? Or is it just like, it's too close to the marathon and all the other things?
No, I'm just, I gotta be honest, I'm just not as interested in it. And this one has nothing to do with,
really?
Oh, I don't have as much time or whatever. Because, yeah, I don't have as much time to watch all the stuff that I used to watch, but I'm still very closely following the NFL. And this was a nice bounce back college football season because there were so many more storylines, you know, when it came to the team I cared about. But, you know, I'm still watching a ton of NBA. I'm still watching a ton of football, both college and the NFL. So I got back into baseball come playoff time last year. You know, even games that weren't involving the Guardians, I got back into it. So I still think you're always, aren't you always a bit of a free agent if something is interesting? Like, I wasn't watching women's basketball for a long time. Caitlin Clark came around, and now I'm going out of my way to watch her. And I did last year. I watched random WNBA games. When was I ever doing that?
She left a little bit of residual there with Juju Watkins. It's sad to say because she just got hurt last night. But I'd watched some Juju Watkins games this last year.
Yeah, but already,
I didn't watch as much women's college basketball. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, my consumption plummeted again last year. And if Caitlin Clark tomorrow got injured, yeah, that's probably it for me. So I do think you can if you are captivated by a team, by something going on in a sport, by a storyline that is amazing. I still think no matter how old we get, we can be into it. We see it with the Raiders.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We see it with you said NASCAR's up again.
But, okay? are the numbers skewed because of what you brought up with CBS and their numbers? See, now I worry about the numbers being skewed. It's up 18%. They said theirs was up, I think, 6 or 9%. I'm not sure which, but it's still up from last year overall viewership, and you went, well, those numbers aren't necessarily telling the entire truth from what they are, or they are different numbers that end in something differently, that you know how this goes that I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I'm asking.
The last 2 years, they're counting out-of-home viewing, so they're estimating people in bars, finally, and restaurants, which they had never done before, so now you're seeing an uptick. So they said the NCAA tournament was up in ratings, you know, pretty sizable over the last however many years. This year, the ratings are up, and I'm like, oh yeah, they're finally counting stuff that they never counted before. So you're not really comparing apples and oranges. So a lot of the networks, this is that caveat, like the networks are all celebrating these huge gains in cable viewing and network viewing, and they're also, you know, going with digital viewing too that they're adding. They never had done that before.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're wondering which numbers were really accurate. Were the old numbers not accurate at all because they didn't include that stuff? Probably not.
They can only go by what they can measure.
But yet we're comparing this stuff to that and saying this is way bigger. When is it? Is it really? Like, does that make sense? This NCAA tournament where there weren't Cinderellas, there weren't a ton of great games. Let's be honest. There seemed to be a malaise. You don't have any of the crazy buzzer beaters until the Maryland shot, and yet the ratings are up.
Well, there was controversy even around the Maryland shot. I'm enjoying the tournament, but it was just the tournament being the tournament. I don't have any, like, I got to tell you, at first I thought that people yesterday, when I'm listening to some of the stuff, I'm going, man, we're finding anything we could talk about just because we have to talk about the tournament. So we're talking about, well, there's no real Cinderellas, even though you've said it yourself, and I think it's been proven. Are we as into Cinderellas as we think we are? Because by the time the second week comes around, people like the name brands kind of being shown out there. If they make the Final Four, that's a once in a while. We remember those sort of things, but are they watching as much in real time as we think they are? You know, some of the results say no. But I go back and I go, man, we're complaining about the Cinderellas. We're complaining about no buzzer beaters. We're finding anything we can to just talk about it. And I'm thinking, man, I'm just taking in the tournament for the tournament, but it still doesn't fix anything because I'm a sports fan. So if it's not bringing in the general public the way that college basketball used to bring in the general public, where you can name the players, you knew the brands, there was a lot of guys that were villainous, quote-unquote, heroes, quote-unquote, guys you like, stories you like, there isn't as much of that. Am I just holding on to the past? Or not even holding on to the past, do I just take it in the past and just don't take it as seriously as I used to, so it doesn't matter? It's this time of the year, it's live sports, it's on TV, it's their big moment in their sport, I'm going to watch it. Like, Wimbledon will be on. I have zero interest in tennis.
Yeah, I watched that stuff when I was young. I watched a ton of it.
But I'm saying it will be on late June, whenever it is. I have zero interest in tennis. And when I know it is, I'll put it on in the background. It'll just be because it's the midday here. I'll just leave it on in the background. When it comes to golf, I do have interest in the Masters. I do have interest in the majors, but it wanes after the Masters. I will admit that. I'll leave it on in the background because it's middle of the day programming. Even though my interest in golf has waned here over the last few years and really took a hit ever since Liv took over, because I think all it's done is really hurt golf altogether. Like, that is, I'm a sports fan, so I'm going to watch it, but it's not helping guys like me. They already have. Are they helping themselves with anybody else? They're probably not.
Well, this is why it's important for all of these sports, and you're seeing jockey position. You're seeing a lot of it in Major League Baseball too. I mean, we're sitting here how many days before opening day in baseball, and there's a bunch of people around the country who don't know where they're going to find their local teams.
Are we one of them?
We are one of them. Yeah, there's no deal done yet. Like, that's the stuff that the sports are competing with. Every movie that's ever been created, every song that's ever been created, every TV show that's ever been created, we're at a different time. You really do have to stand out to get the attention, not just of sports fans, but for anybody consuming anything in the way of entertainment. So that battle is being waged every day. We're competing with that. You can get our shows. Our shows are all available. It never used to be the case when you were younger. You had your favorite show. If you missed Cheers, you had to wait for reruns, 6 months later, unless you got it on your VHS and taped it. Like, think about how different that is than now. People, if you are not interesting, if you are in the world of creation and you're not creating things that are interesting, and that includes sports, then you'll lose people, and people are susceptible to being lost at any time.